Homeschooling is an epic investment of your time, energy, and on days, your sanity. Our goal is to come alongside you with weekly encouragement and practical help so you can homeschool boldly. Hello, my bold friends, and welcome to the Homeschool Boldly podcast brought to you by Homeschooling Today magazine. The magazine that leaves you feeling good, not guilty. The shifting of the seasons has taken place once again. And for many, this is a tough time to homeschool. The weather is beckoning us outside and everyone seems to be itching for a break. The Lord really put it on my heart this week that He wants to give us fresh insight and revelation for the season we're in. He wants us to come to Him with an expectation that He will provide the understanding and direction we need. He really wants to be the one who's in control. Proverbs 16:9 says, "A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps." Have you noticed how He often doesn't give us the whole picture? He gives us what we need for where we are right now. If you think about it, every season of your life will be different than the last. Or the next. That's true of our kids too. Some seasons will bring grace for productivity. Others will be a time for inward growth and not outward. Some seasons will require rest. We need wisdom for the present and a hearing ear to do what He is asking of us. I've learned that when it comes to pleasing others, He's truly the only one that matters. Proverbs 2:6 says, "For the Lord gives wisdom. From His mouth come knowledge and understanding." I want to read to you an article my mom wrote about following the Lord through this homeschool journey. It's called, "God Was Homeschooling Me." Everyone does chemistry in high school, right? As we thought about it, prayed about it, and considered the future, we decided that we were not called to do chemistry. There were other science courses that were just as challenging but more appropriate for my children's interests and abilities that also kept our scholarship plans on track. This was a radical revelation. The typical course of study is just that, typical. Our children, like your children, are not typical. They have callings and directions from God that transcend the typical. The only problem was that typical comforted me. It kept me from feeling too weird. As I have said many times in the past, I was homeschooling my children, but God was homeschooling me. Was there more than one way to do this thing called high school? Was there room in the landscape for an individualized program that not only fit our family, but also prepared my children for the future? The answer was a resounding yes. Christian homeschoolers serve a big God with a perfect plan. The testimonies from my life as a young person and student, wife, mother, and ultimately homeschooler all support this idea. If our minds direct our thoughts, we can end up in panic and worry. If our hearts direct them, we have access to peace and direction. The worries of the world can assail us when it comes to high school. What about transcripts? What about college? What if my child doesn't write as well as I think he should? The burdens of these responsibilities are heavy indeed. However, the real question is, are they your burdens? The child you raised, the child you homeschooled, was a stewardship opportunity. As God's precious child, the Father remains responsible for the plans that He has made for him. As stated in Psalm 139, He will bring along the perfect course, co-op, or tutor. It is His job to provide and your job to ask for that provision. God delights in meeting the needs of His people, so don't give your children second best. Now is not the time to take the reins of control back from the Lord and try to do it yourself. He will see you through this stage as He has seen you through the others, because He promises to do so. The calling to homeschool was His, so the job of seeing it done is His as well. Mom always had such wisdom Even though she was talking here about high school, it really extends to everything, doesn't it? As we look to the Lord and head into this season head on, I want to pray a blessing over you. Lord, I thank you for these incredible parents with hearts to do your will. Father, I pray that you would speak to them about this season that they're in and show them all that you have for them at this time. Bless their families and give them an abundance of wisdom for every situation. I pray that outside pressures and inaccurate expectations would fall to the wayside as your perspective, Lord, rises to the forefront. Amen. Now go and homeschool boldly, and remember, you've got this because he's got you.
This podcast is brought to you by Homeschooling Today magazine. Homeschooling Today is a quarterly magazine created by real people with a passion for honesty and encouragement. You won't find articles telling you everything you're not doing. Instead, you'll find homeschooling parents who have walked where you are or are currently on the path and want to help you succeed. We want to invite you to subscribe today and join the growing movement of parents who are setting aside comparisons, taking control of their children's education, choosing courage over fear, letting God lead, and homeschooling boldly. Visit homeschoolingtoday.com to learn more.